Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 minutes after 1 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. John Jastrzemski just joined me last segment. If you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function, or check out the podcast. It'll be up soon. And JJ and I talked all things Knicks, Jalen Brunson, where he ranks right now in terms of best player in the league. The OG play, the tip-in, is it a Mount Rushmore play in New York sports history? So on and so on and so forth. It was a great spot. He was on for about 30 minutes or so. So you definitely want to check that out as well. And one of the things that JJ and I discussed, because it's something that I have talked about a lot, and I wanted to get the answer to this. And JJ had, in passing, brought a typical JJ, by the way, name drops, you know, the guy lives a charmed life. I was just texting with Mike Breen, you know. Oh, really? I was texting with my wife. You're texting with the voice of the Knicks, but I digress. I had asked JJ to text Mike Breen a question that I have, and I would like to hear Mike's take on that. And that, of course, is the triple bang. We know about the solo bang. We know about the double bang. We even got a premature bang this playoff run. But Mike Breen had discussed with Jalen and Josh on their podcast, the Roommates podcast, about the triple bang and potentially breaking that out for a game-winning shot if the Knicks won a championship. Now, obviously, that did not happen in Game 5. They won the championship, but not a game-winning shot. And I think about that Anunoby tip-in, which is an iconic play. You could argue, and I have, it could be a statue outside of Madison Square Garden. So a two-parter here that I wanted JJ to ask Breen, and that is, do you regret not using it for the Anunoby tip-in, a triple bang? And would you have used the triple bang if Brunson had hit that three in Game 4 to cap that historic comeback? Well, John's still going to ask him because I'm not going to bother texting him, and it's another opportunity to talk to Mike. Plus, he could have it for his podcast. But we do have the answer. Mike Breen was on with Jimmy Trainee on his podcast, and this was discussed. This was asked of Mike Breen. We do have the audio. So here he is, the legendary voice of the New York Knicks, Mike Breen. And by the way, before we get to Mike Breen, his answer and the discussion that's following it is the Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Here he is, Mike Breen.
This is the single most important question. Game 5, 29-point comeback. Brunson misses the three.
Game 4, 29-point.
Brunson misses the three. OG with the tip-in for the win. If Brunson hit the three, would we have gotten a triple bang from Mike Breen?
Yes.
There it is. That was the SI Media podcast that Mike was on. Yes. So think about where Mike's brain is at, because he did the three goods with OG. He had in the holster the triple bang. He would have done it there. And how do you not? So my follow-up would be, and this is good because JJ's on the case, I want to know if there's any regret for not using it. I understand it's not a three, but that tip-in was just so iconic. Is there any sort of regret at all from Mike not using it for the Anunoby tip-in? That would be the follow-up, and I think JJ's going to ask that because it's two-parter for me. Would you have used it for Brunson? And obviously you didn't use it for OG. Would you, if you could go back in time, because look, I get it. You know that, all right, you're sitting there, you're Mike Breen. If Jalen hits this three, I'm breaking out the triple bang. How do you not? And that play, when that ball goes off the front iron and OG tips it in, I know for me and all Knicks fans, and remember, and he's a world-class professional, and you can't tell if you didn't know, Mike Breen's a Knicks fan, that's for sure. And obviously, he's been calling their games forever. So he was living and experiencing that moment, not only as a tremendous legendary broadcaster, but also as a Knicks fan. So I can't even, I was on the air too, but all I got to do is scream and yell. He has to eloquently call that moment, and he doesn't know what's coming. So he's sitting there, like all of us, I'm sure, with this out-of-body experience happening. And I wonder if it just, you get caught up in the moment, you went with the triple bang, and then he probably had, I really would love to know this, he had a like a split second to decide, all right, I was going to use it, because you could, in his mind, he can sort of anticipate, because timeout, taking the ball out of bounds, all right, if it goes to Brunson, or anybody, if they hit a three, win the game, I'm doing the triple bang. But he had a split second there to go, okay, he missed, but this ball's about to get tipped in, what do I do? And he did three. It's good, it's good, it's good. I wonder if there was ever a moment there that he was going to go triple bang with the tip-in. That part I'd love to know as well. So I got my buddy Jastrzemski on the case. And maybe we can get Mike on himself, or he goes on one of these shows. But I just, that part I'd love to know as well, because I think it's a two-parter. We found out he would have used it for Brunson, but was there a part of him that thought about it for a split second with OG? And is there any regret for not using it with Anunoby? So those are the other two things that I would love to hear from Mike Breen. But either way, I mean, that call was amazing. His final call when they won the championship, unbelievable. And I'm so happy for Mike Breen that he got to be the soundtrack of the Knicks winning a championship for the first time in 53 years, because he was the soundtrack for so many bad years. And he had to sit there like a child. And listen, it's a dream job, so I'm making light of it, because that's what we do here sometimes, a little bit of entertainment. It's like a little kid eating their broccoli, and all they want to do is go play outside with their friends. If kids even play outside anymore, I feel like everybody just plays video games. But it's like, I want to have some ice cream and go play, kick the can outside, or wiffle ball, or football. Nope, you got to eat your broccoli. You got to watch the Knicks through the abyss that they were in. So for Mike Breen to have that opportunity to call such a legendary run, such a legendary championship run, to be the voice, the soundtrack, the one we'll hear forever, attach that Anunoby tip-in, and also Game 5, San Antonio, Saturday night, they win the championship, the Knicks did. It doesn't get any better than that. And he said it himself, it's not a dream, you can cry. I'm sure Mike cried when he got back to the hotel. How could you not? That had to be his greatest crowning achievement as a broadcaster, and as a Knicks fan, and as a New Yorker. I mean, it doesn't get, this was literally, this whole entire thing couldn't get any better. Couldn't. And JJ, who was just on with me, he agreed. I think you're getting 5 million people on Thursday. I know the weather might be a little spotty. It'll be humid, potential winds and rain, maybe later in the day, hopefully after 2 o'clock. I don't think Knicks fans are going to be denied. I don't think weather is going to stop them. I don't think anything is going to stop them. This is 53 years for some, a lifetime for others. This is a beloved franchise, a beloved group in terms of these players. This is a special day and a special team. And I think that Knicks fans can't wait to show any type of love they can in support, and most importantly, in thanks to what this group and ownership and upper management, all the coaching staff, what they brought to us, which is something that a lot of us, at especially during the dark times, you know, now these last couple of years, you're like, oh, they can win a championship. But in the dark times, in the bad years.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It felt like it was the impossible. But the impossible became possible, and it's a big thanks to Dolan, Leon Rose, Jalen Brunson, Cat, Tibbs, everybody involved. Mike Brown, of course. Let's go to John in Westchester. What's up, John?
Hey, Tommy. I just wanted to say I'm a big Knicks fan, and what a run they've had.
Yeah.
I'm Irish. I came out here in 91. I became a Knicks fan when we had Ewing and Starks and Oakley, and, you know, they didn't win, but they provided us with great entertainment.
Oh, right? they played tough, they played hard, they were a gritty team. They weren't the most talented group compared to some of the other squads, and certainly not compared to this Knicks team, but they had a lot of heart, a lot of toughness. They fought literally and figuratively, and you picked a good time to be over here, John, because that was, at that point, for a lot of us, the golden era of Knicks basketball, if you weren't alive when they were winning championships. But, yeah, now they have won one, and it's just euphoria.
Yes, I mean, it's unbelievable, right? And then I just want to say, too, that, like, the Spurs, like, how, especially Wamby, the disrespect they showed, like, by, you know, you go to Tyson fighting anybody, Holyfield, anybody, they always, you know, they always have gamesmanship after the game. They say, hey, you know, you're the better man for today.
Yep.
You know, like, maybe I come back and beat you again.
Correct.
But, you know, this kind of stuff where the youth of today doesn't want to respect people.
Yeah, you're talking about Wemby not shaking hands. Well, here's the deal, John. This is all you need to know. And I understand one guy won a championship, the other guy didn't. But Jalen Brunson wins this championship, and he doesn't go immediately to the middle of the court, start celebrating, start crying. He went over to Mitch Johnson, of course, the Spurs coach, and he shook his hand. And then he hugged his dad, and then he celebrated. Where Wemby, who's got a lot of growing up to do, acted like a total baby. And I don't want to hear about the Pistons doing this or the Bulls. The Pistons, the bad boys, won back-to-back championships. Quite frankly, they can go do whatever they want. And they don't want to shake the Bulls' hands, and there was a lot of bad blood there, and there's a lot of things said by Jordan about that, and we all know that Jordan and Isaiah Thomas aren't exactly sending each other Christmas cards in the holidays, so there's no love lost there now, then, and forever. But for Wemby to act like that, get lost, dude. And everybody wants to make Wemby out to be the face of the league. You can't find a better class act than Jalen Brunson. You can't find a better person to not only represent this great franchise, the Knicks, but also the entire league. Great guy, hard worker, overachiever, not coddled. And then you have Wemby, who acted like, frankly, a jerk, a sore loser. Do we need to go on and on? Not clutch, arrogant, insincere, skipping media sessions. Whatever he said at the end of the last game, he sounded like a teenager. I'll see you never. All right, dude, what are you, a 16-year-old in a high school hallway? He's got a lot of, Wemby, has a lot of growing up to do and could take a page out of the Jalen Brunson handbook when it comes to professionalism, that's for sure. Let's go to Bob in Perth Amboy here on After Hours. What's up, Bob?
Oh, hi, Tommy. How are you? Okay. I'll tell you the reason the Knicks won, and a lot of people don't even realize it. Remember, the Knicks won the in-season tournament.
Yes, they did. The NBA Cup. Yep.
Yeah, and Dolan did not want them to raise the banner.
In season, he didn't, and that was the correct decision, and that was an incredible decision by James Dolan. He was 100% right in that decision.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that, and then now they'll be getting to raise the cup, raise the flag this year, and, you know.
I think they're going to raise the cup. I don't know if they've officially announced anything in terms of that, and I know James Dolan was on with Craig and McMonagle. First show for the Carton show, so it was pretty close to when the Knicks had won the cup, and that got brought up. And I believe he said they would raise it if they won the championship, or he said, hey, look, we got bigger fish to fry. We want to win the championship. I think you hang it. If they don't, they don't, whatever. But they should because if they do, I think it's great. It was part of the journey for winning the championship, winning the NBA Cup. Plus, they beat the Spurs in that. So I would hang it up in the rafters. You don't necessarily have to do it at the same time as the finals banner. I think that would be kind of weird, but you could have it as separate things, and that would be great. And by the way, I brought this up with JJ, and I heard Beningo talking about today. This is why I brought it up here on the show. Brunson, obviously, speaking of the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Brunson, a lock, obviously, number getting retired. I agree. I think Kat's number's going up there as well, especially if he sticks around. Anunoby, and I think this is why Joe said it. He is, for all you older Knicks fans, he is Dave DeBuscher. He came here and completed a championship team. Obviously, has the iconic tip-in. This team went to another level when they acquired OG Anunoby. He is a champion. He has the championship signature play. Even though Brunson got the finals MVP, Anunoby's got the signature play. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. Stays healthy. He's going to get more and more recognition because now I think the Knicks, the league has no choice. They can't ignore him anymore. I think they're going to get a lot more recognition, MVP type of stuff, all-team, first-team defensive players, all-stars, the whole nine. The Knicks are now the toast of the whole basketball world, as they should be. So I kind of agree with Joe. I think all three are going up there. Three integral parts of a championship team. And obviously, if they win another ring, it's a no doubter. And I think they will, by the way. That's another thing we talked about with JJ. I think they could repeat the Knicks. I know it's difficult to do, but I believe they win a championship with this group. They're so connected. They're so tough. They have the best closer finisher in the sport. They're all in their prime. They'll shuffle up the bench a little bit because that's what happens. I mean, but people are going to be lining up to join the Knicks. Got to make sure it's the right guy with the right character, with the right attitude, with the right toughness. You don't want to bring anybody in here that's going to mess up the chemistry, mess up the cohesion, mess up what they got going on as a flow. But you know guys, especially back end of their careers, are ring chasing, and they're going to want to join this team. Let's go to Bob in Keyport here on After Hours. What's up, Bob?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Couple of things. First of all, You know when Mike Breen's going to regret not doing the triple bang? The second that statue goes up outside Madison Square Garden and it says, it's good, it's good, it's good, on the bottom of it.
Yeah, I want to make this clear. I'm not criticizing Breen in any way. I'm just curious if it went through his brain to do it then and if he has any sort of regret that he didn't do it there because he was unable to do a triple bang. Now, look, Knicks win another championship, hit a three to win it, then he could do it there. But you're right. I think there is a path to that statue being outside of Madison Square Garden. And I understand Willis. I understand. I'm not suggesting that other statues shouldn't be there, but this one should be as well. And you're right. If that's on the sort of little plaque, you know, at the bottom of the statue, I get it. But if I know him, I don't know him, but if I had to guess, Mike will be like, you know what? I'm just happy that that moment exists and I stand by the call. And it was a great call. I just wonder if there's any sort of regret on his part.
And also, another thing. Do you, the previous caller was saying about the NBA Cup, yeah, the Knicks won it against the Spurs then to take a championship. Do you think if Wemby like continues playing like this and just keeps beating everybody up, everybody's going to need a cup?
Yeah, listen. You know what's funny, Bob? If I was playing in the NBA, I was playing basketball, I would wear a cup. To me, you got to be protecting what's going on down there.
Stephon Castle, if he was facing the other way when Wemby just bounces it off him, he's going to need a cup there.
Right. And I, you know, some people, I'm not saying anybody's going to do it necessarily on purpose, but I'm forgetting his name right now. But in the Hawks series, they went after Brunson in that area. So it to me, I would rather be safe than sorry. I would much rather have a cup on to protect that area because even if it's advertent or inadvertent, you get hit down there, you're going to have a rough Saturday night. Let's put it that way. So I don't care if you're married or single. So I would wear a cup. So you're right. Everybody, in honor of the NBA Cup, all players should wear a cup, not just for Wemby, but just for protection for all.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think you're on to something.
And also, after you hear Dolan's speech, after that whole thing, that whole speech that was put out, and all the things that came out, do you really think he wanted Breen to say on the podcast, bang, bang, bang?
Do I think that James Dolan wanted him to say that? I don't know about that one. I'm not sure. And I'm sure he's going to be on with Craig and McMonagle at some point. Maybe even Thursday. Like after the parade, he comes down here. I'm not suggesting that's happening, but I could see a path to that, or Friday. But I would imagine the owner of the Knicks will be on with Craig at some point, either this week or next week. How could you not be? I mean, have your moment, have your day in the sun, that's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. And my advice to anybody that's going to the parade, and that's a lot of people in our audience, because I do expect 3 to 5 million people at this parade, more towards the 5 million number. Arrive early. Do the best you can to get down there, get a good spot. Now, you just, if you're there, you're there. You know, you could take it in, but don't underestimate this one. Don't, because I know something, my wife is wired this way. You know, we'll get there. No. Get there early. Plan ahead. Take all precautions. Cell service is going to be a disaster. I don't know what you could do to avoid that, but if you can, avoid that. Obviously, hydrate if it's going to be hot. This is going to be something that the likes we've never seen before. I'll be there, of course. Once I get some type of clarification or anything about what we're doing as a radio station, I'm sure we'll be doing something, but I don't know all the details of that. Once we do, we'll let you know. But it's going to be very special. And something this city needs to unify, because, I mean, turn on the news. Not exactly unified as a state and a country. So if we could be bonded together by a team, a franchise, a championship run, a championship parade, then yes, absolutely be a part of that. Because it's going to be just whatever word you want to use. Woodstock, I can't think of the greatest word to use here, but it's going to be just monumental and a very positive experience for all, as it should be. 53 years for some, a lifetime for others. We waited a long time, but the wait is over. The Knicks are champions of the world, and we get to celebrate and honor everybody involved on Thursday. That's starting at 10 o'clock down the Canyon of Heroes, and then we'll culminate with the keys to the city, speeches, which I'm sure are going to be very emotional. And that will, I imagine, wrap up right around 2 o'clock. And then the real party starts, which is Knicks fans outside, the bars, the restaurants. It's going to be insane from early that morning till the after hours. And I'll have you with after hours that night as well. So you always want to be locked in on after hours. It is the premier show for breaking news here, and it's highly entertaining. You will get my firsthand account of being at the parade when I am on the air Thursday night. I will give that to you. So Yankees play that night. I'll come on after the game. So figure 10, 11 o'clock. And I will lay out my entire experience at the parade. I'm sure those that have attended the parade will join my show as well. Call in and let me know how they experienced the parade and what they feel about it. So it's going to be a very fun, very emotional, another emotional night. Because I know a lot of people, they're going to be, it's going to make people cry. I know it, because it's just, Joe will cry, everyone will be crying. So bring your Kleenexes, and then, of course, keep it locked and call into after hours later that night to share with the entire audience here your experience, and I will have my firsthand experience as well with that parade. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you. If you want to join the show, the number, once again, 888-808-1019. Another half hour to go before Al Cintron comes your way. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
131 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, we're all about predictions around here. We're all about wanting to be right. And when we're wrong, and you don't skip the podium. And when you're right, and you brag about it. I'm just so fascinated by the attendance at this parade. I really am. And I'm, if we hit 5 million, let's hit 5 million. Because I want to be right about this one. And the reason I say 5 million, 53 years for some, a lifetime for others. It's the team, the Knicks, that unify this city. And let's be real. The last 6 years, this city's been through a lot. They need a party like this. and nobody parties like Knicks fans? I mean, all you got to do is go on social media or walk outside the Garden after, a regular season win. Now this is a championship parade. Knicks fans from, I think, all over the country, all over the world will fly in for this, and they have the time to get their ducks in a row. I mean, they won the championship on Saturday, and now Thursday is the parade. So that's enough time to people to get their affairs in order. And here's another one. It's two-part. Obviously, you have your bandwagon fans. I mean, it's New York, so you're going to always have people that don't necessarily root for the Knicks, but they root for New York, they root for the party, and they want to be there because it's a cool place to be, which is totally fine. If you get all bent out of shape out of that, this is New York. I mean, the Yankees have been doing that forever. They have a million bandwagon fans. They have a million front-running fans that just show up in October. They're not watching them in April because the Yankees have had so much success, and now the Knicks are in that category, thankfully. Here's another thing. The last time we had a parade here, it was a different time. Also, the 90s, the parades we had, but last time the Giants won their championships, the Yankees won their championship. Think about how much social media has changed. Think about how much bigger social media is. You have all these social media influencers. You have everybody trying to get rich. You have everybody trying to make content. You have everybody with a cell phone now that they see this type of event, and it's a great place for their YouTube channel, for their TikTok page, for their Instagram account, whatever the case may be. Those individuals are going to show up as well. So you have all the diehard Knicks fans, young and old, generations of Knicks fans waiting for this day, a day that didn't feel possible for decades, but it is now possible and it is here. You'll also have your casuals. You'll have your bandwagon fans. You'll have your social media content people. You'll have your media people, which also goes hand in hand. Media has exploded. From where we were 15 years ago to where we are now, everybody on the planet has a podcast, including people that host here. They got podcasts. I host and I also host a podcast. I host on WFN. I host a podcast. Everybody on the planet hosts a podcast, basically. So media has doubled, tripled since the last time a local team won a championship. So you got the media, you got the social media content creators, you got the diehards, you got the casuals, you got all of that into one. That's where you're going to get. And the drought that the Knicks were on, you're getting 5 million people at this. It's going to be a spectacle of the likes we've never seen before. And the after party, the after hours, that's the one you're going to want to attend. Because let's be real here. I'm going to have from 2 o'clock till when I go on the air, so I want to hang. I want to have a good time. Not too good of a time, obviously. You got to be professional. But I still want to bask in the glory and celebrate this with my fellow New Yorkers, even after the parade. So I'm looking forward to that day in full. It's going to be a long day, not going to get a lot of sleep, but it's the type of day that whether you're a fan like me and a broadcaster like me, sports talk radio host. I mean, broadcaster. I'm not Walter Cronkite, so I'm not a broadcaster, but I am a sports talk radio personality. That day and a day like this is something that you dream about, you know, your whole life as a fan and as somebody that's in this profession, which both things are a huge dream come true for me. So I can't wait. If you're heading out there, I'll do my best to make myself present if you want to meet me. I'm sure you're there to see the Knicks and all that stuff. But if you do happen to want to see me, I'll try to make best of letting everyone know where I'm at. But it's going to be tough because I think cell service there is going to be awful. But once we have an idea of where we're going to be at as far as a radio station, I will pass that along to my audience. And I'll give everybody sort of the location. And then if you want to hang out, take a picture, do the whole deal, assuming there's access to us. I don't know all the ins and outs, but when I find out, I'll let you know. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Speaking of the parade, I had talked about this a bunch here on After Hours, and I saw that Craig and C-Mac had talked about it today. I saw that Ian Begley had put out a tweet about it. So it's become a big conversation, not only here on WFAN, but also on social media. And I've given my take on this, but I'm going to give it again here. If I'm the Knicks, I would invite Tibbs to the parade. I don't think he's going to accept. I don't. But I do think the Knicks should extend that honor to him. Listen, Tibbs is as responsible as anyone for this championship. Yeah, he didn't win the ring with them. Yeah, he's more like a Buck Showalter, and that's no disrespect to Buck, than he is a Joe Torre, which would be more Mike Brown. But I still think Tibbs has a lot of love for this fan base, for those players, for this franchise. And he deserves his day in the sun. He deserves his recognition. He took the Knicks from LOL Knicks and made them a playoff contender year in and year out. He built this team to where they were strong in the fourth quarter. They had a lot of grit, a lot of heart, a lot of clutch in them. And that was forged by the coaching of Tibbs. Now, Mike Brown, obviously, and deservedly so, he did an awesome job. He's going to get all the glory, but Tibbs still deserves his day in the sun. He deserves his moment down the canyon of heroes. I don't think he will say yes. I wish he would. But if I'm the Knicks, and maybe they have, but if they haven't, it's not too late to extend that invite to Tibbs. To be at the parade. To be with millions upon millions and millions of New Yorkers. And celebrate this great team, this great franchise, and for Tibbs to get that recognition. He's going to get an amazing ovation. And I understand it's probably bittersweet for him, the Knicks winning a championship, but don't deny yourself that type of moment. So hopefully the Knicks do right by that and they invite him, and hopefully Tibbs accepts that invite. I lean that he won't, but if they do invite him, I hope he accepts it. That would be an awesome surprise and would be an awesome, awesome emotional moment for, I'm sure, Tibbs and for the rest of us as well. Because he means a lot to this franchise. He means a lot to this team. And without him, the Knicks would not have won a championship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Robbie in Phoenix here on The Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Morning. I saw the 73 team, and I remember I'm up there. I think this team was better than the 73 team. This is the best Knicks team I've seen within my lifetime, for sure. Now, here's another part of history. This is the good part of history. Now we need to go into the bad part of history. I would like to talk about baseball.
Well, before you do that, Robbie, because you just teed me up because you transitioned to baseball. Think about how you're feeling. Think about how Knicks fans are feeling right now. And just think, Robbie, how you're going to feel when the Yankees and Aaron Boone go down the Canyon of Heroes, and you'll be there front and center to congratulate your guy, the man that you believed in from day one. It's not like you called up a series in then asked him for him to be fired. Can you just imagine how that's going to feel?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that's happening, and here's why. And I have family members, Mets fans. We discussed this just ferociously. These are the two worst managers within our lifetime. Did you see how Frank Cota completely outmanaged Mindy? Could you imagine if Frank Cota was the Yankee manager? We probably would have won two championships already. You really see how bad these managers are just by watching Frank Cota work. He completely outmanaged him.
So, Robbie, you're being a little vague here. Are you trying to tell me that Aaron Boone doesn't know what he's doing and you don't believe he's going to win a championship at the Yankees? Is that what you're trying
to say? Absolutely not.
Gotcha.
He has no clue.
Just figured we'd clarify for the audience. No clue at all.
No clue. I mean, and even the Mets manager is horrible. Here's the thing I would like to know from other people.
Okay.
How did these two buffoons get their jobs? They're absolutely horrible.
Robbie, let me ask you this.
But is Mindy good?
Mindy's the best. Would you rather have a pair of scissors or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
A pair of scissors.
I see. Would you rather have a cell phone or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
A cell phone.
Interesting. Would you rather have a piece of paper or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
A piece of paper.
Now, when you
I would
say
rather have a piece of...
Yes, go ahead.
I'd rather have a piece of paper than either manager.
Well, you called Aaron Boone... You called him a buffoon. So you think he is beyond incompetent. Now, Robbie, to be fair here, and if the audience doesn't realize this, you, Robbie, were the first of your kind. You were the first person on this radio station all those years ago, and it's many, many, many years ago, and it's you weren't the last, but you were certainly the first. You knew after three games that Aaron Boone was, in your words, a buffoon and couldn't manage. So you were the first of your time. You were a trailblazer. You were a trendsetter. And you, Robbie, all these years later, even though there's been success, maybe not a championship, but success, you have stayed the course, and you still feel like Aaron Boone, despite his big muscles, because his arms are looking big these days, you think he's a buffoon and he can't manage his way out of a paper bag.
No, no, it's been proven. And let me ask you this.
Yeah, what's up?
The Mets GM fired a qualified manager in Buck Showalter. Yes, qualified, a proven winner, and
maybe
they put
got to the NLCS. Got to the NLCS in his first year manager.
Right. So why are you firing him and putting Buffoon A?
Well, I don't know what's with the name calling, Robbie. I don't know what's with the name calling. I understand your disdain for Aaron Boone, but I don't think you have to go the route of name calling. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. One of these days, I'm going to get Robbie, this is my mission, Robbie and Phoenix, to put Aaron Boone over some type of inanimate object to coach the team. I mean, I've every time he calls, I give him four or five different inanimate objects, whatever I see here in the office. Would he rather have, you know, a staple or a basketball or a pair of headphones? Would he rather have that manage the team than Aaron Boone? He always picks the inanimate object. One of these days, he's going to pick Aaron Boone. He's going to. But yeah, Robbie was the first one on the air to say that Aaron Boone has no business being the Yankee manager. Now, for some, it took a while. For Robbie, it took 3 days. Hey, he was ahead of the curve, though. You could say that that's a crazy sports talk radio caller. Really? He was ahead of the curve because he was the first. He certainly wasn't the last. Now, to be fair, the Yankees are rolling. Ever since that Judge walk-off against the Rays have gone one direction, which is a bad direction. The Yankees have gone in a great direction. So right now, tough to knock Aaron Boone. I know that's Robbie's thing, so we let him do it, but it's hard to knock Aaron Boone right now. The Yankees just beat the White Sox 12-2. They're playing great baseball. They're in first place. They're the best team in the American League. They're likely going back to the World Series. So, they got to win the World Series for sure, but it's a tough night to knock Aaron Boone. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mary in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mary?
How's it going, Tommy?
Great. Hope everything's going well for you, Mary.
Yeah, so I want to say something about Wemby, but before I do, a question occurred to me. So I'm not sure if you've seen the All-Star voting so far.
You know what? I noticed that they were doing the voting. I have to be honest with you, Mary. I've been so caught up with what's going on with the Knicks. I haven't been able to see exactly the sort of where the votes are at right now, but what do you have on your mind about that?
Yeah, so I'm telling you, I mean, I haven't fact-checked this yet, but it certainly seemed like this, and I was reading through it. In the top five of, because they narrowed it down, so the top five of each of the AL positions, it seems like there's a Blue Jay by every single one, and I'm just confused because they put Andres Jimenez, who got the second most votes for at shortstop, and he's batting below .230 or something.
It probably has to do with the fact that they were in the World Series last year, and it's sort of, there's that carryover effect. I know they haven't had the greatest of starts, but the World Series last year, and there's probably people watch them in the World Series, so they're going to get a little bit more love than they probably deserve based on the seasons that are happening. That would be my pure guess as to why that is the case.
Yes, I was confused about that. But so, obviously, the next one, the championship, I was ecstatic, and I was jumping, and everything, but what really capped it off was Wemby's face walking off of walking to the locker room, and after all, everything he caused us, and the unfair calls, the unfair fouls, and everything.
Yep.
And his face walking to the locker room was really what capped it all off.
Satisfying to see him be a poor sport, Mary, and I appreciate the call as always. Poor sport, dirty player, baby. Complainer, all of those things. You're 100% right. In many ways, because he's been criticized for doing that, and he should be, but it almost gives you more satisfaction because of what he did. Because he took the poor sportsmanship route. You know, Wemby could take a page out of Jalen Brunson's book on how to be a professional, how to be a star in this league, how to be the face of the NBA, because that's exactly what Jalen Brunson is. He's a champion. He's the finals MVP. He is the star of the Knicks, the team with the biggest market and fan base in the NBA. Wemby, who acted like an immature baby, didn't want to shake hands, skipped media sessions after games, should have been called for several flagrant fouls, but he's coddled not only by the media, and because of that, they have created this immature player that doesn't have the clutch gene, at least so far, and has a lot to learn about being a professional and being a good sport. When Jalen Brunson won the championship, he didn't cry immediately to go celebrate with his teammates. He walked over to Mitch Johnson and shook his hand. He shaked the opposing coach's hand. That's what a professional does. That's what the face of the league does. That's what a winner does. And that's what Jalen Brunson did. Wemby took his ball, went home, and acted like a spoiled brat instead of the face of the league. So, yeah. Wemby could really take a page out of the book of Jalen Brunson on how to be a leader, how to be a professional, and how to be the face of the NBA. Because one guy is Brunson, and one guy has a very long way to go to ever be that, and that's Wemby. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Anthony is in Queens here on The Fan. What's up, Anthony?
Yo, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I just wanted to know your opinion on, because I heard some people saying, do you think Spike Lee, Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, all these guys, do you think they deserve like a ring or a spot in the parade? Because honestly, I think Spike Lee hasn't paid for a ticket in, I don't know how long, since however he's been a fan.
I was under the impression, though, Spike paid for his seats. I was always
under that
impression.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry, that's what I meant. That he paid for all the tickets.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy. I think he should get a ring for that.
Okay, obviously. So you are asking me, do I think those guys deserve a ring and a spot in the parade? And you believe they do?
I think so. Yeah, at least Spike Lee.
Yeah, I mean Spike has been there forever. I don't know about necessarily a ring, Anthony, but I do think they should be in the parade, and I'm sure they will be, especially the regulars. Timothy Chalamet, my buddy Ben Stiller, obviously Spike Lee, Tracy Morgan, every actor and actress that ever was in an episode of The Sopranos. Everybody that you see night in and night out at the Garden, they should just have, because the celeb, and I know some people don't like it, the celebrity fans of the Knicks. I personally love it. I think it's part of the lure and part of the pageantry of the Knicks. I'm sure there will be, if these individuals want to be a part of the actual parade, I do think you will see that at this parade. And I think they should. As far as a ring, I mean, they didn't hit a three. I mean, look, they did show up, they did show out, they do cheer, then we should all get a ring. But I do think their celebrity makes them where they could be on a parade float because they're celebrities. And they're great Knicks fans. They're great Knicks fans, celebrity fans. So I'm all for them being on the float and things of that nature. The ring is probably a little bit too far. You want to give them something if James Dolan wants to give those loyal fans something because they are great ambassadors. Ben Stiller tweets about Summer League Knicks basketball. I can't think of a better ambassador for this team than Ben Stiller. If you want to give them something to commemorate this championship, I think that's awesome. I don't know about a ring, a championship ring. But something, if they do get rings, I'm not going to blow a gasket, but something that commemorates the run. And then I think certainly on the float because of their celebrity. That's just the perks of being famous. Plus, if you're going to a parade like this, yeah, you want to see Brunson, you want to see Kat, but hey, if I could see Ben Stiller, I could see all these celebrities, it's cool. There's a reason why we love celebrities. Not everybody does, but we are infatuated and fascinated by celebrities. That's just part of it. One more thing about Jalen Brunson here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jalen Brunson is a lot of things. He's the most clutch player in the NBA. In my opinion, he's the best player in the league. He is the face of the league. I can't think of anybody else I'd rather have be the top guy and the face of my franchise. He's a first-class gentleman. He's an underachiever. He works his ass off. He's got a ton of heart. He's got a ton of grit. He is Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera all rolled into one. That's what he is. He's a great winner. He's a great closer, great finisher. And above all, and most importantly, a great human being. And I can't think of anybody better to represent this Knick franchise than him as the king of New York. He's that special as a player, as a person, and he's just everything, much like an Eli Manning. He is the right type of guy, right type of person, and right type of player to be the face of this great and proud franchise, the New York Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Joe is in Brooklyn here before we wrap it up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tommy, what's up?
Hey, what's up,
bro? I was going to talk about this, but you mentioned it, so I'll just throw it in. Why should aid entertainment by celebrities who get their tickets for free to sit on Celebrity Row get a ring?
Well, like, I didn't think that. Yeah, I don't think I'm about getting a ring.
They're
not going to get a ring, but I do think them being on the parade because they are celebrities adds to the lure of the parade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Besides Spike Lee, I don't think any of them are. Because yeah, listen, if any of them had to pay for their tickets, how many of them would come?
Yeah, but Spike does pay, which we played out. And I do think they would pay to some degree. I hear what you're saying, Joe, that there's this feeling of they're celebrities. They get everything free. They don't deserve it, things of that nature. I don't hate on it. The reason they get, you know why they get things free? They've accomplished a lot in their lives and careers. They've certainly earned that moniker, you know? And one day I'll be sitting there for free courtside. You mark my word. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to KP. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to John Jastrzemski, for joining me earlier. You go back on the podcast, the Odyssey app, and listen to the entire show, including my interview with John Jastrzemski. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you all the listeners. Alcintron comes your way next as we continue to celebrate, as we continue to give our flowers to our beloved New York Knicks. I will be back with you tomorrow, or later on tonight, I should say, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears, and I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.